Becky Schimmel, writer and creator of blog-turned-podcast The Bitch Bible. Today I'm joined by a lady whose thigh gap makes me want to kill myself. Please welcome Miss Boobs, Mrs. Boobs and Lubes, Morgan Stewart. Yay, round of applause.
I clap for myself in the microphone. Is that good?
Yes.
I feel like I need the audience to get like an actual sound effect of me being excited to be here.
Well, the audience being right now, currently, your publicist and Sammy, right. Engineer Sammy.
Well, Sammy needs to, you know, we need to get him to pep up a bit. Sammy, you need some champagne over there? What's going on? No.
I would like to announce also that Emu, she was my producer.
Oh.
She has moved to greener pastures. Very upsetting. I've cried like days over it. Emu, I still love you. I miss you so much. Come back to me. But now we have Sammy.
Aww.
Both Asian.
Okay, efficient.
Yes, yes, yes. I asked to call him Emu, and I think that was a little bit offensive.
Offensive? He's like, no, I have a name too.
Sammy. Sammy with a Y or an I?
With a Y.
Oh, good.
God, keeping it easy.
Thank God.
Basic names with, like, weird spelling is such a pain in the ass.
Like Nikki with an I and two Ks.
Come on.
Or Ashley.
Stripper Nikki.
Stripper Ashley Nikki. With two E's yeah. is my favorite.
Or,
I love it.
Or L-E-I-G-H.
Lee.
Oh, like Ashley.
Oh my God, Ash. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Horrific.
One. That is so bad. It's
horrific.
Just excess letters.
Not necessary.
Disgusting.
Not cultured.
Horrible.
Horrible.
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, I'm so happy. Wait, can you? I'm going to let you snap me.
Oh, snap.
Goddamn, we're going to
snap.
If I don't look insane, I got my lips dissolved today.
And I look like JonBenet Ramsey with my blow dry, so it's fine. It's totally fine. You're the best.
Thank you very much.
And
I appreciate that.
Do not say that. Like, I would never say that if I didn't believe it.
No, I can tell you're not in no bullshit Leo. Can we curse here?
You can say whatever the fuck you want.
I like it.
Yeah. No, and I was watching, and I'm like, I think I love this Morgan girl. Because, like, as a reality TV viewer, there's something about, like, either you're making fun of the person you're watching, like, oh my God, they're so ridiculous or
yeah.
stupid, or you feel, like, vindicated as a viewer. I feel vindicated watching you because you say things, and then you mean them, and then you're accountable. But, like, you go in.
I'm very accountable. That's the thing about me that people, like, if I do something wrong, I own up to it in 2 seconds.
Yeah, which,
like,
is great.
I have no problem with that. But I feel like this season, I'm glad you liked this season.
I did like this season.
It was a rougher season for me. Yeah. I don't know. It had a lot of ups and downs.
It was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster for me, for sure. And very much, like, I don't want to say real life because the show is real life, but
right.
for it really, it was a challenging few months for me.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, the drama could be like, oh, you're not talking to so-and-so because this happened. But, like, this was, like, real life shit. You got married.
It was a lot. It was a lot. I felt like there were things from all sorts. Not to get all serious with you, but
no,
I feel like it was just, it definitely came from, like, all angles. And it was definitely something that, like, I lived it. I'm happy it's over. I'm happy we're moving on in a new direction. And, like, it's only positivity from here on out.
So who's your closest friend on the cast, would you say?
Well, Dorothy and I have hit a plateau. I mean, we've really kind of, like, we are, like,
tight. That's good.
Like, on a real, like, no bullshit level, really tight. We've gotten to
love that.
We kind of, I feel like everything that's happened to us has just made us stronger. I feel like we had to get a lot of bullshit out of the way.
Yeah.
And just be like, okay, wait, no, I like you actually a lot.
Right.
You know, because we were always friendly and friends, but we were never, like, so close to the point where we were, like, kind of, we're now, like, a little bit more family than we are friends. And I can honestly tell you that, no bullshit. But we're all really, really tight.
That's what makes good TV, too.
Honestly.
When people are really friends, like, I root for people to be friends in real life. Like, I get excited when I see that people, like, housewives.
Yeah.
When they're really hanging out, I'm like, oh my God. Like, Carol and Bethany, I love that they're real friends.
Oh my God. But that's the thing. You really become so close with these people because they're your family. It's no one else experiences that. No matter how crazy they are, it's like a very tight-knit group because other people either want to be on the show or want something from you. Like, now is the first time I've realized that people are starting to get a little bit weird.
Right, like they
like
have
like a little thirsty and a little there's some motives happening for sure. Yeah.
But it's good that you can like cut through that and you guys have all been there from the start and you can kind of like sniff out a rat.
Right. And now I just only basically speak to people who are on my television show or my publicist.
That's the way it should be. I wish I had that scenario.
No, it's very easy. I have a very drama-free life. It's perfect because my husband's also built into my television show, so he like gets to be around too.
Does he like being on the show?
He does like being on the show.
Yeah, it's really fun, right? Cuz it's like easy. It's not
that crazy. I mean, this season was a little crazy, but he's such a nice guy.
Yeah, that's why I was asking if he, like,
he has no problem.
He's easy breezy.
He's the most pleasant person. He'll come on. I know you'll have him on.
Oh, I would love to.
You'll be like, come on. And he's the best. No, he's great.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Love it. Love the show. So I asked people what they wanted me to ask you. And the number one question was, how the fuck you stay so skinny?
Oh, my God.
Because it's crazy.
It's so fucking annoying.
Your clavicle is like looking at me aggressively.
You know what? And I don't have a fucking good answer for you. That's the most annoying thing. This is the thing.
Did you ever go through a fat phase?
I was a beast. Okay, this is the thing. I am naturally a skinny person.
Okay, but then what was your beast
growing mode? When I moved to New York, I gained 30 pounds.
How?
In 2007, because I ate 30 pounds worth of food.
Okay.
Like,
very sedentary?
Like,
just eating your
inhaling. Okay. The thing about me is, like, when I'm emotionally stable and I'm happy and not obsessing over food, right, I'm fine. But I definitely lose weight just as quickly as I gain weight. So if I have 5 bad days,
that is a gift,
and I don't do something, I'm gaining weight. If I eat healthy for 5 days, I'm losing weight.
Emaciated.
It's, yeah.
Oh, God.
It's one of those things. I think I've also grown up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm crazy working out. She knows. I eat whatever the fuck I want.
I was gonna say, I see you eating like pasta and shit.
Like,
and I'm like literally wearing shapewear under this top.
No. I feel like the second you start to be too conscious of the shit, it becomes counterproductive.
I also don't like to exercise, which is a problem.
I don't either. I do it, but I hate it. I'm not one of those people that's like, yeah, I fucking hate it.
Don't you hate the girls that are like, I just like can't even have a good day without my morning endorphins? Like, go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself.
You're lying.
No, fuck those bitches. The bitches that I can't fucking stand the most are the ones that are stretching before the class. Ugh. You don't need to stretch before the class. You have an hour and a fucking half to stretch.
Right.
You're fine.
But the girls that are like always front and center and they're like doing double time.
Oh my God. Or they're like in full splits. Like, we know you're a whore.
Right.
We know
go
you're
home.
A whore.
Get
Jesus.
A personal trainer.
If you're so fucking flossy, bitch, then get a personal trainer.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I know. I've only been to one workout class and I had to leave early. It was so bad. I was sweating and I literally felt like I was going to pass out.
What class?
It was like, oh God, my fucking friend Ruth Ann. She made me go to
Ruth Ann?
She's Irish. Ruth Ann Cunningham.
Oh, okay. Where's Ruth Ann? I need to meet this person.
She's amazing.
Wow.
She's like an Irish little hood rat.
Okay.
She's fantastic.
I'm into
amazing.
That. Okay.
She made me go to a hip hop class. And it was the worst day of my life.
Are you rhythmically inclined?
I thought so.
Okay, yeah, no, see, it's always a hard reality. Like, I can, like, hit a beat until I have to, like, hit a beat, and then there's, like, a neck crack.
And there's, like, memorization.
Yeah. No.
And, like, weird, like, grinding,
oh, no.
Like, popping.
I'm, oh,
like,
my God.
I'm, like, a white Jew.
Sciatica prop. Like, not happening for me either.
No.
I can
so
really
bad.
Sit backwards on my husband. Like, I'm, like, it's always, like, nope, too far.
I can't touch my feet. I can barely go up a flight of stairs. I, like, get out of breath. It's so bad.
So bad. Wait, did you grow up here?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to high school? Sorry.
I went to high school at Agora.
Ooh.
And I'm from Westlake.
Who the fuck? Everyone is from fucking Westlake.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Would you go back to Westlake and live there? Do you live there now?
No, we just moved to Calabasas, but we live part-time in London.
We, with your...
With my fiance.
Oh, I'm sorry, the chic. Okay, that was chic.
Well,
okay.
He works out there, so we go 4 months, and then we just moved to Calabasas.
And what is his birthday?
His birthday is Valentine's Day.
So he's in Aquarius?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good. I like Aquarius.
Yeah, Leo's in, yeah, that's a great sign.
Is it?
Great.
I know only about Leo's.
Leo's
which is a very
great.
Leo thing to say.
Yeah. Do you know your rising sign?
Leo. I'm like a triple Leo or
you're
something.
A fucking Leo.
I'm like a monster.
That's amazing. Are you going to have babies soon?
No.
Ew.
Oh, God. Doesn't it sound terrible?
Everyone's like, it's time. I'm like, but like, it's not.
For By me. The way, we're in downtown LA. We moved offices. So anyone listening, the sirens, like shit's going down right outside this
Right
office.
Outside. I know. Sammy, God.
Were
living
you
on the edge.
Were you scared when you drove up here?
I was not.
Oh, you weren't.
It's funny because I used to get my fake. I was telling her I used to get my fake IDs like up the street
Skid
when
Row?
I was like 16. Yeah, literally, I would like literally pull over and go in some weird alley. They'd be like, "You want to be from Canada?" I'm like, "Sure, whatever's gonna
Fuck
say."
Yeah,
I'm 21.
I want to be from Canada.
Let's do it.
I was from Arizona, and I might have been a crack addict.
I definitely was from Arizona at one point as well.
Were you?
Because you would just lose them, and then you would just pretend. Yeah.
Then you're just from fucking wherever. I was
right.
Like, I want to be from like New York.
Yeah. Oh God. And then you like are from there, and then it's the worst.
Yeah, you went to school there, right?
Yeah, for like a year and a half. And then I was like, it's not for me. Bye.
Same. I dropped out after a year and a half.
No. It's like when you're artistic.
Yeah, that's what I told my parents.
Yeah, same. And they were like, I don't give a shit. You
like,
don't
I
have
was,
a
like,
job.
Creative.
And I'm going to have something. And they were like, but you're not. And then they were like, oh, you are. Okay, good. I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, what did you do once you dropped out?
So I dropped out. I like don't even know how I made it as long as I did, but I dropped out and school was never for me. I mean, I literally just
fucking hated
could
it.
Not. it was, my brain did not work that way. Like, I would sit in class and just kind of count the clock and just, I don't even know how I graduated. I don't.
Right.
I feel like I'm self-taught in everything I know now. Like, I don't even think I knew how to spell leaving high school. And so then I moved to New York when I was 19. And then I did that for a year and a half. I basically just ate and shopped. Mm-hmm. I went to class like twice.
Sounds amazing.
It was great, except for the fact that I was fat and like a mess.
Yeah, but whatever.
And like I wasn't like having fun. I was just like a beast.
Oh.
So, but like I was. Anyway, so I moved there. I came back. And then I basically just hung out and had like odd jobs. And then I started the blog in 2010. Right. And that kept me busy. But I didn't know how to make any money off of that.
It's really hard to do.
It's really, especially back then, it was like new. And nobody.
Everyone wants to be a blogger. And I'm like, you. Like, maybe do something else because it's so fucking hard.
And it's like overly saturated. Now, back then, there was like not that many.
Yeah.
And like making money was like a totally different, like, it wasn't as like now you know exactly what you need to do. There are like formats printed out for you.
Totally.
So I did that for a little bit. I had a boyfriend that was, you know, very, you know, I lived with him for like a year. Mm-hmm. And then I moved out and I basically just kind of like survived. My parents kind of helped me out. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with my life?
Yeah.
And I was like, then Dorothy and I kind of started talking and it just kind of all fell into place. I always knew I wasn't going to be a loser. I just needed it to like be actually tangible so that like my parents would like get off my balls.
I completely understand what you're saying.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. I feel like I have a similar situation.
Yeah. Cause you know, I was definitely gifted, but not in ways that you could make money easily. So I like, now that I'm making money in that department, it's like a very like,
goldmine.
Thank God.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so great. I love that. It's a good story.
I'm going to write about it.
It's a book.
Yeah, it's a book. It's a book that's happening,
Are you going to come out with a book?
I'm going to come out with a book.
And you want the title to be Boobs, Lubes, and Blowjobs.
I mean, I did. I thought that was great, but I got a...
I love an alliteration.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of the point, but I mean, I don't think that... I'm not sure. I might have like a last minute, like, you know what, fuck it, that's the fucking title.
What would the blowjobs portion of the book entail?
Lots of blowjobs.
Oh, did you give lots of blowjobs?
Like a lot of those.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People I knew.
When you were in your fat phase?
Oh, well, when you're fat, they're like, well, that's all we're going to take from you.
Because, yeah, fat girls are blowjob queens.
Blowjob queens, because they need to feel good about themselves. And if you're willing to fucking, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you hook a man.
That's how you hook him, right? That's how like they kept like calling back. No, but it was... It wasn't like that there were so many. It was just I wasn't like, you know.
It was like your thing?
I guess.
Good for you.
I mean, listen, I got laid too, but like seldomly.
Oh.
Yeah. But I mean, I wasn't like, I still like had really yellow blonde hair.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
I know exactly
was still like
what
trying to floss in that way. And like my eyebrows were good.
Okay, that's good.
But like I was just like pizza and like
blowjobs.
Yeah, and like still wearing the jeans outfit before that
you
didn't
have
fit.
A second book called Pizza and Blowjobs.
Yeah, I could
and
do
excess
that.
Excess carbohydrates. And,
right?
Yeah.
And then like the third book would be like Getting Skinny and the Man.
Exactly.
Do you know what
trilogy,
I mean?
Trilogy, like Lord of the Rings.
Exactly. I was going to say
by
Flies.
You.
Awkward.
Lord of the Oh.
That was eighth grade, sixth grade.
Five. Yeah, is that with all the kids on the island?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Killing each other
yeah.
Shit.
Well,
Piggy.
There you go.
See, I am smart.
That's like rich kids.
I'm really fucking smart.
Yeah.
Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Survival of the fittest.
It's very intellectual. It's like Shakespearean. Rich kids of Beverly Hills. Okay, so that's how you stay skinny. You just eat whatever you want and then you work out.
But I work out.
Okay.
I'll definitely work out. I definitely drink.
Yeah, that's what okay. Now we're on to something that I'm very interested in.
Yes.
Because me likey to drink.
Me likey to drink, too.
And I'm not going to... I don't do vodka waters.
No, 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 no,
I don't
no.
do it. I'm like a dirty martini, but slightly dirty martini.
Okay, so you're my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be that person that likes a dirty martini, but I just cannot get around it.
Is it like sink water to
you? It's just... I can't... I want to be cool, and it looks delicious from across the room.
So good. Yeah.
But it makes me... I cannot do it.
What's your go-to?
So I do... I love... a margarita.
I hate you.
I can't.
I hate you. Those are so... Margaritas are like straight to your ass.
I love a margarita. I do vodka soda with a lot of lemon.
Okay.
Or like if I want to get like ratchet, like I'll do like a pineapple Ciroc or a peach Ciroc and get really fucking crazy. Yeah, I'll do that.
Oh my God.
But I basically will drink anything. I love red wine.
Me too.
I'm
it's a
big
new
on
thing.
That. But I'm not like like I'm a drinker every nighter.
Same.
Like I'm having a glass of wine every night. I'm not like drinking on Saturday at like 10 o'clock.
Right. No, because I like to drink often, so I don't want to like blow my load.
Right, right. Well, yeah, we don't like to do that too soon.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
I'm not going to wake up at like Saturday morning and start drinking mimosas and then have Bloody Marys and then like not be able to drink at night.
Can you drink a Bloody Mary?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, bad experience. One time, threw it up all over the side of the Prius. I can't. I was literally in my friend's car. I literally opened the door and projectile vomited Bloody Mary
from
all
one?
Over. No, there were five.
Okay, I was like, are you allergic?
No, but ever since then, I can never go back.
I get that. See, I've never had a bad experience with alcohol before, so I've never had to, like, rule anything out.
Oh, lucky you. I'm sorry, I'm dropping my goddamn cell phone on the floor. Okay.
I've never thrown up from any alcohol.
Ever?
Ever.
You've never thrown up?
I threw up once from a panic attack. My first time throwing up was when I was 23.
What was your panic attack for?
About throwing up, because I have a phobia of throw up. And, like, everyone in my office had, like, that norovirus?
Oh, I have no idea. I want to pretend.
Something. I don't know. I'm probably butchering it, but I think it's norovirus. Everyone was, like, getting sick, and I had this wild panic attack that I was going to get it, and then I threw up from a panic attack about throwing up.
Was that the last time you threw up?
Yeah. I do not throw up. Wow. It stays down, and then it just sits there.
I like it.
It's kind of nice.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as long as it's coming out one end, which is not happening often. For me, lately this week...
See, I have, like, really great moments of time.
Yeah.
And then just, like, complete backup.
Do you take stuff?
No.
You should take magnesium pills.
That's what everyone tells me.
Do you drink coffee?
No.
Oh, need to do that.
I know, but then I'm, like, afraid that things are going to, like, happen. And I'm not going to be ready for it. And, like, where am I going
to
be?
Right. And then Sammy's going to have to hold the door closed.
I'm going to be like, Sammy, hold, please. Yeah, exactly.
Jesus, Sammy. God.
I can hold the door, and also it's norovirus.
Oh, Nora. What is it?
Sammy.
He's smart.
Oh, my God. I knew you were great. I knew it.
I love him. Okay, norovirus? Yeah. See, the more you know. This is a very educational podcast.
You look like Chelsea Handler. Have you heard that?
That is so mean.
No. But kind of, no?
She looks like she's 76. Oh, God, I can't say that. But she looks like a little old.
Well, you don't look old.
Okay.
In any way. But you kind of have the same eye color and hair color.
Like a better looking Chelsea.
Yeah, like a young.
I'll take it.
Like the not so famous one because she was nicer then.
Yeah, exactly. Like the anti-famous Chelsea.
Have you seen the Netflix?
Yeah.
How is it?
It's bad.
It is?
It's bad. I'm going to say it. It's not good. It's like very self-indulgent and it's like... I'm intellectual now, like, and she's kind of shitting on the fact that she spent years, which, I mean, is her platform. That's how she got famous. It's like, you know, kind of talking about these bullshit stories, you know, or what am I trying to say? Bullshit, like, tabloid stories.
Yeah.
With the round table, and she kind of shits on that, and shits on E, and she's trying to make it like she's so intellectual now, and she's like, let's have someone from NASA on, and it's boring.
And also, like, why are you going to fucking bite the hand that fed you for so long?
Exactly.
Like, obviously evolve and grow, but just being an asshole doesn't work.
No. And, like, just don't shit on the people that helped you get where you are now.
You were sleeping with the president of the network for years and years and years.
Exactly.
So, like...
And I would get on that, too, if I got a show.
Girl!
Hello!
Hello!
It's fine.
All right, then.
At least she owns it. It's good. So, I have a question for you, because...
Ask me.
I have a few questions for you.
Ask me.
So, during the season of Rich Kids, you had a little bit of a Bridezilla moment.
Correct.
And you, self-admittedly, kind of like...
Lost my mind?
You lost your mind a little too early.
Yeah, I did. Yes.
Okay, when do you think is the appropriate time to, like, kind of let your Bridezilla flag fly?
5 weeks out.
Oh, 5 weeks out.
That's when the real red flags come up. Okay. Don't waste your energy. Be very cool. Be very
calm. You
want
to be the cool bride.
Light as a butterfly. There are no issues. And then 5 weeks out, when people drop out or you don't know if, like, couples are staying together, And you don't know if there's a guest list issue. That's 5 weeks out is when you really want to go batshit crazy. But until then, like, just chill.
Just, like, easy breezy.
Just easy breezy. Listen, it's all going to be perfect at the end of the day.
That's what wedding planners are for, right?
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally. It does not matter.
I thought I was going to be a little more crazy than I am, but I feel, like, oddly relaxed about the whole situation.
It's totally not that big of a deal. Do you have your dress?
No. I don't. I haven't even started looking yet.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be challenging.
It's going to be rough.
It's not easy. I looked at a lot of dresses.
I know. Your dress was beautiful, by the way.
Thank you so much.
That's how you do a two-piece.
Yeah. I had to come up with that. I was like, this is what's happening. Because I tried on so many bad dresses. I'm like, I can't look like this on my wedding day.
No, I know. And it's so hard. You don't know, like, what kind of bride you want to be. Like, do you want to be, like, a poofy bride? Do you want to be, like, a sexy bride? I don't want to be a sexy bride.
You don't.
You were a sexy bride.
Was I?
But, like, an unintentional sexy bride.
Thank you.
You know, because it was, like, very, like, elegant. Yes. But also, like, you had the booty, you had the boobs.
You just try not to be a category.
Right. Oh, God, that's so hard.
You're just the best-looking person version of yourself that day.
Yeah, I told all my bridesmaids I'd like you to gain 40 pounds. I know you wanted one of your bridesmaids to lose weight. I want them all to gain a lot of weight.
Because you want them to just be large.
Fat, yeah.
Fat. How many do you have?
I have 9 girls and 2 boys. Yeah.
You have a fucking football team as a bridal party?
I do. I have a full-blown football team. I've got a lot of cousins.
And what? How many people does your husband have?
He's going to have 7. And 2 of my boys are going to go to his side.
Who are the boys? Are they straight?
One of them is straight and one is gay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so we're very diverse.
Yes.
Trying to, like, keep it, you know, contemporary.
And mom and dad love him.
Love him. Like, love him more than me, for sure.
For sure, same. That's what happened.
Burning building, I would just go up in flames. Yeah, let me die.
Yep.
So weird, right?
So weird.
It's better than having them hate your significant other.
I would agree. Because it only gets worse over time.
Oh, and they only start to hate him more and more. And then if, like, you go through a rough year, then your parents really fucking hate him. And it's so bad.
Just, like, yeah. Just keep it easy.
I'm going to keep it easy. Easy breezy. Mm-hmm. Just like my personality.
Just like your personality.
Just, like, so chill.
This is getting to my head, and I'm kind of into it. Maybe because I've only had a glass of champagne and 2 Starbursts and a Clif Bar. But anywho.
It's kind of like it's a meal of a champion. Right? I love it. Pink Starburst.
Pink Starburst.
Yes.
We stole them all.
Okay. So, we have to talk about something that I'm so upset about that I can barely utter the sentence.
Tell me.
First of all, Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney broke up, split, done, and Diane Kruger and Joshua Jackson. What the fuck?
Let me tell you something. It's so funny that we're talking about these two couples because I actually give a shit about these two couples.
Me too.
I, for some reason, I could not believe it because Taylor Kinney, first of all, to me is like dreamy, McFucking dream, stunning. Like, I was like, wow, good
relatable,
for him.
Relatable, woodsy.
Oh, gorgeous. Ugh. Those eyes, like, piercing and, like, banging her, who's, like, cute, but, like, totally, like, you know, a character or whatever.
Yes, but cool as fuck. Cool like, as I'm a fuck. Gaga fan.
Me too, as like well. Her. She follows me on Twitter, which is, like, random.
That is so awesome.
This was, like, from, like, 2010 again. Like, I think she just, like, wanted to follow back all of her fans at that point, so I got in really early. But
fuck, that's amazing.
He's fucking everything. I mean, apparently they're on a break. Mm.
I don't believe in breaks.
Yeah, I don't believe in breaks either, but maybe famous people do.
This is my fucking mom. Mom, I'll call you back. Stop calling. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Moms.
God, she's so annoying. She calls me all the fucking time. To, like, talk about shoes and shit.
Yeah.
So annoying.
So annoying.
She's the worst.
The worst.
Anyways, okay, back to Lady Gaga and Taylor Kinney. So, I'm
devastated.
So upset.
Devastated.
And I really did not see this coming.
But why do you think it's happened? Do you think it's a scheduling conflict, or do you think he doesn't find her sexy anymore?
You know, I haven't really thought about it, I think it's a scheduling conflict. I think he's into her.
But, like, then make it work.
I know, right?
Like, if Angelina...
You're fucking Lady Gaga. Fly him out.
Angelina and Brad are making it work.
Yeah. That's true. They can make that... What is he on? Hawaii 5-0 or something like that?
He can take 3 days.
He can do it.
He can do it. So, and I feel like it's probably more...
Her?
Him.
Him. I think so too. Because I think she's such an artist. She's so, like, committed to her art and her craft and her love. And, like, I feel like she's a very passionate person.
I love her and I wish her well and I feel bad about it, but I think it is over, actually, huh?
I don't know. I hope not. I'm rooting. I'm totally rooting for them. I root for people to stay together. I like that about me.
I agree. I like that about you as well.
Thank you.
Also, she should really try to stay together because that ring was kind of cool.
It was pretty cool. Like, the heart?
The heart. It was a big heart.
It was a very big heart.
Like, if you got a dinky heart, it's not good.
That's weird. That's like K Jewelers.
Yeah. Not good.
Every divorce begins with K.
Correct.
Someone told me that and I love that. That should be their new slogan. Well, yeah. It shouldn't be their new slogan, but it's my slogan. Okay, so, and Diane Kruger and Joshua Jackson.
Okay, so...
They've been together 10 years, not married.
Do you watch The Affair?
Yes.
Okay, so he's so fucking hot and
really,
so...
Really, you think so? I'm not into him. Mm-mm.
He's so hot.
He was too, like, woodsy for me. I like fat guys.
Okay, is your husband fat?
No, he's, like, so handsome and, like, not fat at all.
Okay.
He's the opposite of my type. I like, a fat... Jewy, hairy, funny guy that's
love
just gonna
it.
Like worship me.
Yeah. Okay, so like he worships you, I'm sure. But
He does. But he doesn't know that he's really attractive.
Right.
And we try to keep that on the DL.
Don't tell him.
Oh, no.
He doesn't need to know that.
No, I like to keep him brinking on insecure at every second.
Also, and like he has to like you way more than you like him.
He does.
Yeah, there. You're
that's
good.
Awesome.
You're solid. I'm devastated over them, but now I realize, like, I feel like as time goes on, I see that she's like weirder and weirder and weirder.
She's a little cunty, and not in a good way. Like, I saw her in Watch What Happens Live, and she's not down to play.
No. She's a serious actress.
She's a... But by the way, like, I don't really know what she's been in.
Ever.
Do you?
Never.
I swear to God. Like, she has the best style. She's always, like, killing it with whatever she's wearing. But, like, I don't know what she's been in.
Do you know what it is? It's like, I have a million fucking followers on Instagram, okay? Yeah. And then you have girls that, like, have 120,000 followers. But they are, like, fashion elite. And they are, like, going to Chanel runway.
Right.
And it's like, I'm fucking fashionable. And then this one company's not sending me jeans.
What the... What company?
MIH. I was like, I want a flare pair of jeans. They will not send them to me.
Why? Fine.
Who knows? Mistake on their part. But point huge. I'm like the denim queen. Anyway, she is somebody that's like so famous and so well-styled. But what the fuck does this bitch do?
There's so many people like that. Like Olivia Palermo. Like, what does she do?
What the fuck does Olivia Palermo, stunning?
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous husband.
Beautiful.
Effortless. Perfect.
Perfect.
Not a goddamn clue.
I need to know. Because, like, it confuses me and it makes me a little bit angry.
Me too.
Because, like, I'm really slinging shit over here.
Same. And I'm just like, why?
Why?
I don't know.
Like, who did they bang?
No, trust me. I've, like, played that game. It's not that.
It's definitely not that. Because that's like, something I would do, and that's why I'm not sitting front row.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Fuck. Yeah, if I were to bang them, I would be, like, in the bag or asked to leave. It wouldn't be, like, the one coming up in the world. It just wouldn't work out for me that way.
No, I'd be like, so.
Yeah.
How much is this gonna cost?
Yeah, you know?
Like, I'd get really sketchy, and then I would be escorted off any property.
Absolutely. I'm the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. Too aggressive, maybe. Yeah.
And also, like, why are they not getting married after 10 years?
That's all... Right. Maybe they're, like, so bohemian. Like, they don't care about... Like, they don't believe in the institution. It's like, you know...
You break up when you don't make the commitment.
That's true. Because even girls who say, like, oh, they don't care. Like, it's not their style. They don't believe in it. Like, after a certain amount of years, like, don't you want a party?
She's 40.
She's 40. And they don't have kids, do they?
They have no kids.
Huh.
So I just don't get, like, why... I mean, it is a piece of paper, so what does it matter? But then, like...
I care about that piece of paper.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's, like, not cool to say. Like, I want to be like, whatever. Who cares? Love is love.
No.
But, like, I kind of fucking care about that paper.
Or date for 10 years, but then have a baby.
Yeah.
Like, what's the point of your 10 years now?
Right. I know,
like,
I get
sex for 10 years?
Yeah.
Like, what's the...
That's so boring.
Please, with one fucking human?
Yeah.
I'd fucking kill... Well, anyway. Hey,
congratulations to both of us. Cheers to a lifetime of happiness.
I'm going well. Yeah, it's going well. Right.
No, it's going well. Yeah. Is the first year of marriage really hard, like everyone says?
It's been 6 weeks.
Has it been 6 weeks?
It's been 2 months.
How are your first 2 months of marriage?
We're getting along great. Listen, when we were planning, like the week before, I think we both were like, I cannot fucking stand you.
Yeah.
This is the worst experience. Oh. Everything was so easy. We got along so well. And then we started to plan this wedding, and it was like, well, I don't want that fork.
Oh, see, he had opinions.
He had fucking opinions that he wasn't supposed to have, and then all of a sudden he came correct with them. And then it was the opinion, but not trying to give the opinion. So he'd be like, well, I think we should do it this way. Or if we were to do it this way, I would do it. I don't care what you would do.
Like, being arbitrary about, like, napkins and shit?
Because Brendan, the thing about Brendan, he has good taste, and he wants you to know that, and he wants to be involved.
Right.
Like, when we have a baby...
Which is, like, cute in theory, but, like, not if you're the bride.
Not if you're the bride. And then when...
It's a great personality aspect.
Absolutely.
But, I get it.
Correct. And then I feel like when we have a baby and we have to, like, design that nursery, it's going to be fucking... Oh, I know he's going to have goddamn opinions about it.
That's, like, cute, but it's also super annoying.
Like, super annoying. Like, no, we're not going with periwinkle, all right?
Oh, God, yeah. Can you imagine being like, I kind of, like, see, like, a mauve scheme? Like, shut the fuck up. Get out. I, like, pretend to include Andrew in, like, planning. I booked the Parker. He hadn't even been there.
Good. Yeah. Taking initiative.
Yeah. He was like, well, I saw it online. I was like, okay, cool. Let's go with that. Like, yeah, you're super involved, but, like, not involved at all.
So it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot as balls.
So you got to be, like, summery.
No, I think I'm doing long sleeve. I like a long sleeve situation. I don't want to, like, I'm going to be sweating my dick off, but
that's what's happening.
It's what's happening. And actually they have a ballroom there. So we're going to do outdoor ceremony, cocktail hour, and then they have, like, a very cool, like, all glass, like, not...
Are you going to show your girls your dress before?
No.
Don't.
No. Some of them.
I didn't show anybody.
You did? Oh, I love that. You had, like, a grand reveal.
I showed my mother.
Yeah.
And my best gay friend in New York.
That's perfect.
That was it.
Yeah, because also, like, people feel so entitled to, like, giving their opinions. And it's like, how do you politely tell someone that, like, I don't give a fuck what you think? Because you wear Tom's wedges.
No, that's what you say.
That's what you say.
You say, I don't give a fuck because you wear Tom's wedges. And also, it's just because I didn't want to show people because other people talk and then everyone knows what you're wearing and it's like, it's your day. You want to surprise people. Don't tell people.
I'm not going to tell anybody.
Don't do it.
I'm just going to I'm going to keep it on the DL.
Yeah.
But, I get excited, and then I, want to show people.
Oh, me too. That, I tell everyone everything. I'm like, I'm not telling anybody, and then I tell, but that was the one thing I kept close.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I need to take that with me, because I tend to overshare. I know, it's so shocking. I've already talked to you about my digestive problems.
I'm into that.
Everyone needs to start talking about it. It's a real thing.
Yeah.
It's a real fucking thing.
And it really is.
Ew, that's so gross. I'm like, you do it.
I had problems all week. It's driving me nuts, actually.
And it's debilitating.
It's debilitating, and you can't get things,
It's all I will tell anyone. I'll be at the market and I'll tell the register person. Yeah. Just so you know, I haven't shit in 5 days. That's why I'm buying this yogurt. Have a great day. Love you.
Yeah. And then she's like, oh, uh-huh. And it's the best when you get the awkward person that can't deal with a joke. And you're like, you're such a fucking joke, loser.
Such a loser. Laugh. Just give a pity laugh.
Like something. Like your life sucks anyway.
Exactly. You might as well just delight me in this banter.
Exactly.
Highlight of your day.
Yes.
Maybe your week. I don't know. Okay. So I want to talk about basic bitches with you. Because I feel like you would be an authority on a basic bitch.
Let's take
calling a basic bitch out.
Yes.
What do you think are the founding principles of a basic bitch? How can you spot one in the wild?
I think a basic bitch is somebody that has absolutely no sense of self and somebody that just follows a model of what they think is trendy or cool.
Right.
That to me makes me fucking nauseous. Also, if you wear a romper, you make me fucking nauseous.
Rompers are very basic, especially with an elastic,
God.
A waistband.
Or a cheapy, white lace situation. I cannot deal with people.
Every girl on The Bachelor.
Yeah. Oh my God. And by the way, I don't watch that show.
You don't.
I know. Do I need to get into it?
Okay, this is the deal. You don't need to watch The Bachelorette because it's so boring and the guys are just painful to watch. You can't root for them and it's just too much testosterone. It's not entertaining. Mm-hmm. The Bachelor, you get a bunch of thirsty bitches in a house in ball gowns and they are conniving and manipulating and it is
unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. There's always a crazy girl, which my favorite. I always root for the crazy girl. I want them to take the whole thing and then write a tell-all book and I want it to go up in flames. I believe in love.
Yeah.
The whole thing. And then there's always the girl that there's a couple girls that just get slutty and they get slutty quick. And it's
ooh,
my favorite thing.
Okay.
Because that's how they think they're going to find their husband.
Never works.
But they go for it and they're all just fighting and it's so good.
I should start getting into that.
Do you watch Housewives?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite housewife?
I'm inconsistent with my watching.
Oh. How? You dabble?
You know what? Because for some reason, I'm never home when it's time.
Yeah. You gotta set that DVR and load it up.
I go to New York and I watch it with my friend.
Yeah.
I really, you know what? I feel like I know Kyle Richards, so she's my favorite housewife because I know what a lovely, nice person she is in real. And that's her real husband, her real children. She's no fluff.
Yeah.
So she's my favorite for TV purposes. Mm-hmm. I love a Carol Radziwill.
So do I. I love her and Bethany.
She's holding that last name close to her heart.
Yes.
And Lee is her mother-in-law. I have no fucking qualms about Carol.
Right. No, she's great. And she's great. A young, hot boyfriend.
Oh, my God. I was just in New York last week, and I saw them at the Mercer Kitchen eating together. She was, in some Gucci ball gown from going to some event. And they were just, casually having, a cheat. It was a moment for me.
She's really, really cool. She would hate me, I'm pretty sure.
I don't think so at all.
I think she's too cool for me because I'm kind of dorky.
You're not dorky at
all. No, not dorky. Oh my God, I hate that I'm a girl that just said I'm a nerd. I'm not a nerd or dorky. I'm just a little, an acquired taste.
Yeah,
that's
what
I mean.
No, I think
I'm not
she
like
would
a
get
nerd.
It, but she's an acquired taste.
She's cool though.
She is cool, but
no
when
one
you're
would ever say I'm cool. Ever. Cool is not my adjective.
Okay.
You know?
I don't think people would say I'm cool.
I think there are two types of people in the universe, people who are cool and people who are not cool. And it's not a negative thing. It's just I don't think we're cool.
Not cool.
I think we're uppity, high energy.
Yeah.
And I think she's chill and cool.
Is that
whatever?
Yeah. And she's bohemian as well.
Bohemian.
And eats vegan.
Oh, yes. And I don't fucks with vegan food.
I don't fucks with vegan food ever.
I like gluten.
Same. I eat all that. That is such a trend. You've been eating gluten your whole fucking life.
All of a sudden you're allergic?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to lose weight. Just say it.
Just say it. And by the way, you don't lose weight by going gluten-free.
I know
you
so many
lose
fat
weight
vegans
by walking. Yeah.
It's why do it?
Fat fucking. Carol is cool. Bethany is not cool.
Bethany's not cool. Bethany's frenetic.
Right?
I don't know what that word means.
But I was going to say, I feel like that's a good word.
I have no idea what frenetic means.
She is frenetic.
But doesn't that make sense?
Yeah.
She's like on but all the time.
The thing about Bethany, it's like it's always goes back to her, which is so hypocritical because it always goes back to me.
Same.
But it's like always like a child. Like, I've been there. I fucking did that. And it's like, yeah. We know you had a rough childhood. You've been talking about it for 12 fucking seasons now.
No, I get you.
Yeah.
I get you. Yeah, she plays that up and then acts like she's... There's like, a lot of hypocrisy.
You know what? Like, oh, I have an eating disorder. Well, you know what? My mom's first cousin's first sister, first blah, 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 had that and I was around
and
twice.
And it was painful.
It was hard for me to watch somebody 15 rows down go through that.
And weren't you on her show and she was rude to you guys?
So we were on her show season one and she just... set us up for a fucking... I handled it quite well. I was fine.
Yeah.
But it was a big moment. I mean, her audience tore us apart. They were really nasty. And she
went to like a Q&A thing?
Yeah, but she was not welcoming. She was not nice. I mean, she grew up really wealthy and she really turned on all of us. And it was it was not... It was just so...
It's like, so hypocritical too. Like, why do you bring someone on to like tear them down? See, what I do is I talk shit about people after they've been on and they piss me off. Like
correct.
A lady.
Exactly.
Brooks Whelan. Watch it.
Who is Brooks Whelan?
He was on SNL. He's the worst. He came on this podcast when it was like fresh and he was so rude to me and so dismissive. And you Brooks. Yeah. Fuck off, Brooks. I talk about him all the time. It's been the best thing ever. Like, people are like, do you want to take it off? And I'm like, no, we leave that. We leave that episode because that's evidence and I want people to know.
So does he know you talk shit about him?
Probably. Yeah, I think so. I think there's been like a few tweets that have been directed. I think he blocked me.
Oh, good. Okay, so he was rude? Why come on?
So exactly. Like, just leave. Or, no, don't leave, actually.
But just don't come.
Just don't come. Yeah, you don't have to be here. I'm not, like, holding anyone gunpoint to be here. And I kept, like, trying to talk and, like, get him to play. And he's like, well, I mean, if that's what you think, that's fine. Like, just shutting down every topic. And he was just, like, such a dick.
Ew, Brooks. Fucking loser.
Fucking Brooks Whelan. And he was fired from SNL, so.
There you go. And Bethany's show was canceled after season one, so there you go.
See, it always comes full circle.
Always.
Always, always. Okay, what were you talking about? Basic bitches.
Yes.
How do you spot a basic bitch in the wild at a yogurt shop or a Brandy Melville? I'm assuming. That's where they migrate.
They flock. And you know how I don't run into them? Because I don't ever go there. God, a basic bitch, it's just somebody that I feel like you just know. It's not even like there's a characteristic. It's just somebody that's like probably overly dressed in the wrong way.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? And is like so insecure and like watching
everywhere.
Everywhere. And watching every single mannerism, like to the way they text.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just a basic, I think basic bitch, just...
Hyper-calculated,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just out of insecurity.
Right,
and
right.
And somebody that completely follows things and has no, like, identity of their own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's, like, the most extreme description of basic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, sometimes I wonder, I'm like, am I basic?
No.
I don't think so, though.
You can't be basic when you have a personality. And it's... I keep attributing it back to fashion.
That's a pull quote.
Because I fully, like, that's what I go to. But, no, basic, you can be... I mean... I know a lot of basic bitches.
There's a lot of basic bitches around these parts.
A lot. I wonder, I'll come up with some names. I'll spill them soon.
Would you classify Taylor Swift as a basic bitch?
The most basic.
Can we please, I've been like waiting to talk about this and I'm so glad you're here to talk about this with me because like this is like a gift from sweet baby Jesus.
Yep.
Okay. Like when this happened, this whole Kim, Kanye, famous debacle, I was so excited. I, like, woke up in the middle of the night. I saw everything. My friend sent it to me, like, such a fucking weirdo. And I just was, like, smiling, like, on the inside, smiling so hard. Because I'm like, this is the best thing that's ever happened.
Yeah.
It's so great. Because I've been talking about how I feel about Taylor Swift for a very long time.
Right.
And this just, like, validated everything that I thought.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about Taylor pre this whole situation?
I've never liked her. Okay. I've always thought she was a crazy fucking bitch.
Yes.
It's just so calculating. And it's like, you're so not that innocent. Like, you just see it. Being
too
friends
nice.
With all these hot bitches, that's because you don't want them to fuck people you know.
Yes, it's like keeping your enemies closer.
Yeah.
And they're all a little bit inferior to you.
And they all, like, want to, like, act in line because you give them press. It's just, like, a sick setup. And
all fucking supermodels, like, with a few diversity hires here and there.
Yeah, please.
Like, come on. They're, like, a rotating placating like Asian or black person.
Always.
Like, oh, look, I'm so diverse.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
like, okay. Ruby Rose is also jumping on that now. I have to say,
LGBT.
Come on. That last round of beach photos where Blake was in them, like, Blake is my all time. I love her and Ryan.
Me too.
But why are you going down that road?
No, baby, like, number turn two around. Is coming.
You don't need to be there. You're perfectly dressed for every fucking press event.
I love that she wasn't in a red, white, and blue one piece, though. Thank God. Can you imagine? God.
But Taylor's boob job, I want to know who did that, Beth.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
It's really good. We'll give her that. We'll give her like one little
good boob job. Yeah. And she like stays skinny because she's naturally skinny, but like she doesn't push it. She doesn't push it. She doesn't eat.
No.
Do we know this?
Yeah.
We do.
Oh, we do. I've been with her.
When?
She had a party in her hotel room after the Billboard Awards last year. And I mean, like, I wasn't invited. My fiance was invited, so I went with him. And it was like, I was spectating. Also, keep in mind, I left early. Do you know how boring the party would have to be for me to leave something like that early? Like, I was like sitting, I was perched. I was the only non-famous person there. I was just like taking it all in. There's 30 people there.
What does your husband do?
He's a music producer and a songwriter for pop.
Does he work with her?
He does not work with her because she writes all of her own stuff and she runs a really tight camp.
Which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, and she like really does write all her own shit. So we'll give her that too. Nice boobs, great songwriter.
Yeah.
But they work, you know, with the same people.
Got it.
So we went and I was like, I barely spoke. I was just like deep breathing into a bag and like looking at everything.
Yeah, it was
the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my whole life. She didn't, so overly nice, like came up to me, oh my God, thank you so much for coming. I'm like, first of all, you probably want to call security that I'm here because you have no idea who I am and I'm wearing sneakers and this is weird that I'm here.
Correct.
I did not know I was coming here and I look sweaty and disgusting.
Got it. Always.
Second of all, you don't know who I am.
Yeah.
You're not happy that I'm here.
Right.
Why are you even, just don't. It's fine. I would respect her if she came up to me. She's like, who the fuck are you? I'd be like, okay, like you. Love you. Let's do this. She was only playing top 40. I talk about this all the time, so it's like kind of exhausting.
Oh,
but
I don't know this.
Yeah. People are like, all right, we get it. You're worth it. I'm not name dropping. I shouldn't have been there. But she didn't eat, didn't drink, didn't have one alcoholic beverage, which I think is weird. At her own party with her own friends and one creepy girl in the corner, aka me.
Right.
Like, let your hair down.
Have a drink.
Wore heels the whole time. Never changed out of her awards outfit. Okay. And it was just like every time someone's song, she only played music that of people who were at the party. So anytime when someone's song came on, she'd be like, oh my God. And she'd stand up and then she'd start dancing and like mouthing along the words and doing her weird like Diane Keaton like hair swing thing. Father of the Bride 2, Nina Banks. Taylor Swift.
Nina fucking Banks. Legend.
Right?
Right? No. Yeah, I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
She's a basic fucking
She's so basic. But it's more offensive because she's just pretending to be so nice.
And she's not.
And it's not that she's not nice, but she's just nice, I always say, is not like a personality trait.
No.
It's a behavior.
Yeah.
You know, people said that Osama bin Laden was nice. I'm sure you could wrangle a few that say, you know, like Saddam Hussein is a really nice guy.
Right.
But that, like, that
they killed people.
They killed people. So Taylor Swift and Saddam Hussein are the same. Just kidding. Okay, let's just talk really quick about this situation.
Okay.
Okay, so how did you feel? Where were you when you found out? What was going through your head? Do you think she's going to get sued? Tell me.
I think that... Okay, I was home. I saw it on Twitter.
Okay.
I actually saw it on Dorothy's Snapchat first.
Okay.
And then I was like, what's going on? And then I went to Twitter, and then I saw all of Kim's snaps, and I was like, I fucking knew this was going to goddamn happen. And you know what? I have to be honest with you. I mean, I'm going to play devil's advocate. I think that Taylor was trying to be cool. I think she's probably really intimidated by Kanye and was a little bit uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. And Kanye's can I have your first one? And be like, totally.
Totally.
Yeah.
Of course. And I think she definitely tried to be cool, but I think the camp stepped in and was like, are you out of your mind? You cannot be okay with this.
Okay.
I do think that a little bit of that happened.
That's fair.
I think that what took it too far because she could have dropped it, but when she went up and gave the acceptance speech and tried to undercut him, that's when she got fucking shiesty.
Right.
That's when she was a shady ass bitch.
Totally.
That's when I lost all respect, and I'm happy Kim released it. I don't think that they're going to sue her.
I know this because I've had some legal troubles of my own on this podcast.
Okay.
It's only a $2,000 fee.
No, I don't think it's a money thing. I think what it says about
Taylor,
if she goes after her. I think she needs to let it die.
Oh, no, totally. But just side note, it's only a $2,000 fee. So DJ James Kennedy, come at me.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I recorded him without him knowing. Just saying. I'm going to release it.
Okay.
One day, I'm going to release it.
Was it bad?
It was bad. It was really bad.
Okay.
I pretended that we were from LACMA and that we wanted him to do an art exhibit because we were so inspired by his musical talent and we wanted him to do like light installations and like all inspired by his music at LACMA for a few months to try like bring in a younger audience. And his life was made. He was the best thing of his life. He was so happy. And then I started to feel really terrible, but we didn't air it because it's illegal.
Got it. Yeah.
Full circle. No,
but also, I can't imagine Kim doing something that she didn't also get some... But I think Kanye was like, got real fucking hood and was like, I don't give a shit, drop it on a bitch.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Or he had no idea and Kim was just like, fuck this.
But you knew that Taylor, by her response, her and her team fucking lost their mind.
Freaking out.
Because she should have let that night go.
Yes.
And then come out strong to have the full, like, moment for herself to then respond.
Yeah, she needed got, to, like, take a second.
She, like, got lost in the bubble. It was too, like, trying to save herself. Yeah. Like, you're so innocent. Like, I think people are really starting to turn on her.
I know, and it doesn't make me sad. That's, now I'm just completely lying. But it's, you know, you don't make a Grammy speech and, like, make this whole manifesto about how wronged you were when you knew about it. And she also gave him creative liberty. She was like, yeah, whatever you think is best, you know?
Yeah. I haven't heard, like, the word for, like, I just saw the snap, so I was, like, half listening. But what she said when in her response about, like, not, she didn't know about that bitch. Who fucking cares?
That is like the least offensive part of the whole thing. Are you like,
really? Talking about fucking, you stupid?
Oh my God. That's like such nitpicking. That's like PR 101. Like, let's try to like nitpick this. And...
But wait, I have a question for you. And then I'm killing myself.
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston, we think that's real?
No.
No.
No. There's no, I Heart TS. Are you like, what? Is that tour merchandise? What is that? Did you get that made?
Unbelievable, huh?
Fucking crazy. And perched on the rock? Taking selfies?
And
what are you doing?
And Pregnant Blake, why are you... You can go
anywhere. The hormones.
Yeah. She's losing the fucking mind.
We need to write her a letter.
Oh my God. Blake, come
Dear
back.
Dear Blake.
Don't
Love
do it.
Love Morgan and Jackie. Yeah. Don't do it. Come back.
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for being here. You are a delight. I want you to come back like every single week.
No problem.
Tell everyone where they can find you. And pimp out whatever you want to pimp.
Okay, what am I pimping out? Oh yeah, I'm pimp as my publicist whispers Touche. So I do have an athleisure line, Touche by Morgan Stewart.
Love
I will
athleisure.
Definitely send you some shit.
Please do.
It's so cute and it's going bananas and people are loving it. And I have bomber jackets and it's amazing.
Love
so,
a bomber jacket. I don't work out, but I wear
no,
the clothes.
No, you can wear it. Perfect. It's touchelosangeles.com, so that's cool. And then you can find me on Instagram, Boobs and Loops.
Perfect. Everyone go buy all of her shit immediately. Thank you so much.
Thank you
Follow
so much.
Follow me at Jackie Schimmel. Thirsty. and I'll see you next Tuesday.